Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy! And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to hear Riley and I do blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. $3 a month.
Feed our family.
You can cut that out.
Nope.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content and mental health struggles.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this comes from Katrina Jane, and it's for our girl Jenna. But it says, oh, yay, good luck, Jenna. I was hoping one of you girls would put all this knowledge to good use and write a book of your own. Super excited to read. Miss you,
yay,
Jenna.
Miss you, Jenna. Today, we are telling Riley all about The Long Game by Rachel Reed, which is the sequel to Heated Rivalry, and we're very excited.
Yeah, we did love Heated Rivalry.
And also, at the time of recording, the Met Gala was last night, right? Or the night before? Oh, Connor Story, the man you are.
It was good. They were both so hot. Shane and Ilya just finished their run, but they have to get back to the cottage to hop on a call with their agent. Ilya suggests that they finally tell her about their relationship. It's been 1 year since Ilya signed with Shane's Canadian agent, and Shane says, okay, but he's super nervous. They call their agent Farah and tell her that they're together and ask that it does not go public yet. They just wanted her to know, and she is, of course, 100% supportive, and they thank her for that. After the call, Shane thinks of all the love he has for Ilya and how maybe one day he can share it with the world, but just not right now in the prime of their hockey career. Shane and Ilya then get ready and head to the second Game Changers hockey camp. So at the end of the first book, Rye, if you remember, they were going to start that foundation named after Ilya's mom for the hockey camp for mental health.
Yes.
So they called it the Game Changers.
Nice.
Which is funny because that's what the series is called.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
They have 8 pro hockey players to help coach the kids. And Shane's only rule this year is that they cannot kiss, not even in private, because one of the coaches last year named Ryan caught them kissing, but he has kept it a secret.
Shit.
The day goes almost perfect. Ilya has only gotten slightly jealous when Shane was talking to a really cute reporter, and again, they almost got caught by Ryan Price, but they know that he's not going to tell. So the rule went right out the window.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they are with Shane's mom, Yuna, and tell her all about it. They go to get cleaned up afterwards, and Ilya goes to the deck to talk to the stars, hoping that his mom knows how much she would have liked today. Then he goes to bed holding Shane, wishing that he could do this during the day. Like, he just wants to hold his man's. That's all he wants.
Yeah.
The next day, Shane approaches Ryan at the hockey camp, asking if him and his boyfriend would like to double date, because Ryan is also in a committed relationship to a man.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan is a little hesitant at first because he doesn't realize he's not the only one who knows about Shane and Ilya. Shane reassures him that more people know, just not everybody, and they're not public. And then Ryan says, okay, if they want to meet him and his boyfriend, they can meet at a pizza joint later. The guys get ready. They meet Ryan and his boyfriend, Fabian, and the double date goes amazing. Fabian asks if Shane and Ilya's relationship is more work and more stressful, keeping it a secret for 10 whole years now. And then that gets Shane in his feels because it is more stressful.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they have to work so much harder just to like hide their relationship than if they were to just be out and like take the wrath of the people.
Yeah. It's a week later. Hockey camp is over and it went amazing just like last year. Shane's mom leaves for Ottawa tomorrow, and Shane and Ilya are going to Fabian's sexy rock show at a club with Ryan. So now they're going out with the guys again. Ilya is tired of hiding. He wants nothing more than to touch his boyfriend out in public. And at the club, it's dark, the vibes are good, the music's loud, they're all the way in the back with Ryan, so no one can really see them. And Shane wants Ilya. He is also tired of hiding, but is okay with waiting because he kind of likes the buildup of sex afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Shane notices that something's wrong with Ilya, and it's dark at the club, so he decides to step a little closer and places a simple hand on Ilya's back for the rest of the show. which you're in a dark club. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, for real.
Touch your boyfriend. On the way home, Shane is rock hard for his man. Ilya starts rubbing him and Shane tells him to stop because he's trying to drive. So Ilya starts touching himself, which is equally distracting. They barely make it home, and as soon as they're inside, they crash together and kiss.
Was fucking dying. Me too. All fucking week I've been dying. Shane's body rippled against Ilya's. Show me. Ilya nipped at Shane's jaw. Tell me what to do.
Okay.
Shane tells Ilya to suck him, so Ilya removes his clothes, drops to his knees, and then takes Shane's pants off. Ilya starts giving the Gluck Gluck 3000 on his man, but they stop to go up to the bedroom.
Shane backed Ilya into the bedroom, kissing him and practically trying to climb him. Ilya sat on the end of the bed when he reached it, pulling Shane into his lap and kissing him fiercely until they both fell to the mattress in a squirming tangle of limbs. Shane crawled on top of him. He spread his thighs wide, straddling Ilya's hips, still kissing. Ilya's strong hands glided up Shane's back to his shoulders, then back to his ass. Lube. They needed lube immediately. I'm gonna do it in the butt.
Ilya grabs the lube and they get to business. Shane tells Ilya to hang on so he can ride his dick.
Ilya gripped Shane's hips, digging his fingers in hard while Shane rode him. Love your dick, Shane panted. He had one hand planted on Ilya's chest, the other gripping the back of Ilya's left thigh. Love taking you like this. Oh my goodness.
Then Ilya's about to come, so they switch it up. Shane's ass up on the bed so Ilya can take the lead and fuck him. Then they both come. The next day, it's time for Shane to go back to Montreal. They say a painful goodbye with a promise to see each other in 3 weeks. Ilya's team lost their game tonight, but he doesn't really care. And he's not sure when he stopped caring, but he goes home and texts Shane because that's pretty much all he cares about at this point in life. Ilya's at Shane's parents' house watching the Boston game, and Shane steals Ilya's signature move, scoring a goal, and then winks at the camera. Ilya's pissed because he knows that was specifically for him, but he's also proud. So back at his house, they FaceTime. They set their phones up on their tripods so they can have some phone sex, and Ilya gets naked, touching himself per Shane's instructions. Shane puts his sexy, nerdy glasses on that Ilya loves and watches his man.
Ilya grinned as his big hand moved in an easy, sure rhythm over his thick cock. Shane took advantage of his own improved vision and let his gaze dart all over the place, from Ilya's broad shoulders, to his twitching pecs, to his swollen balls, to the way his muscular forearms worked as he stroked himself. I feel like these guys, they're always horny.
Always. Then Shane starts jerking off, and they jerk off together until they come. They say, I love you, and they will see each other in 10 days. Shane is at lunch with Rose for a while he's in California for a game. He admits that he's still with Ilya and he's still hiding it. And she asks if he told his agent yet, and he tells her that he did. And she says, good, but create a backup plan just in case. He says he's not sure why they would need a backup plan. And she tells him that you never know what's going to happen and then your secret is out. And they're still besties.
Yeah. So, but does she think his agent is going to say something?
No, but she says that he should have the backup plan outside of the agent just in case something, like, they get caught and the agent isn't, like, there to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a PR nightmare.
Okay.
The next day, Shane and Ilya are on FaceTime, and Ilya says the paparazzis claim that Shane and Rose are back together because they have pictures of them at lunch. And he's, like, playing, but also kind of jealous.
Yeah.
Shane tells him to shut the fuck up and relays what Rose told him about a backup plan. Ilya agrees, and then they get back to the topic of seeing each other in 4 days at their game. We're 4 days later, and they're playing against each other. There's teasing and some sexual innuendos on the ice, and Ilya wants his boyfriend bad. Then Shane's teammate JJ fires a puck, and Ilya takes it to the side of the leg, like where his knee is, and goes down.
Oh, shit.
It's like the one part on his legs that's not covered by a pad.
Yeah, well, and the side of the knee, that would hurt so fucking bad.
Shane skates over to him asking if he's okay, and Ilya says yeah. After the game, the taxi to Shane's house is taking forever. Shane texts Ilya and lets him know that he needs to hurry up because he's so horny.
The blunt admission made Ilya's cock twitch. He wrote, get yourself ready for me. Shane, what do you think I've been doing for the past 20 minutes? Where are you? Shane, bed. Ilya, fingering yourself? Shane, yes. Ilya, how many? Fingering your bone?
He's three fingers in.
Damn.
And Ilya tells him to get close to the edge, but not to come. 5 minutes later, and Ilya arrives at Shane's house. He lets himself in with his key and goes upstairs to a waiting naked Shane. He undresses and climbs on the bed, gritting his teeth through the pain in his knee. And then he kisses Shane.
Then he gripped Shane's thighs and hauled his hips up off the bed. Shane rested his ankles on Ilya's shoulders as Ilya lined up and drove into him in one smooth thrust. Wait, Shane rested his ankles on Ilya's shoulder.
So Shane's on his back and then Ilya puts his booty up for Shane to put his legs on his shoulders.
Got you. I was like, wait a second. I'm confused. Then Ilya started pounding into him in a steady, powerful rhythm that had Shane panting and clawing at the bed sheets in seconds. My impatient slut, Ilya growled as he fucked him.
He pounds Shane's booty until Shane comes all over himself, and then Ilya pulls out to come all over Shane's chest as well. So he's just covered in both of their cum.
Cum.
Ilya cleans Shane off and kisses him, wishing this was his everyday life. The next day doesn't go as they had planned. Hayden's wife, so Hayden's on the same team as Shane, his wife Jackie, they have like the four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden's wife, Jackie, has to go to the hospital, so Shane and Ilya babysit their four kids. They paint all of their nails, even Ilya's nails, and the two older girls have a wedding for Shane and Ilya, and it's really freaking cute.
Aw, that is cute.
They, like, give them plastic rings and, like, make them kiss and everything.
Aw, that's so sweet.
When they get back to the house, Ilya carries Shane through the door bridal style since it's their wedding night. Then Ilya admits that he loved today and thinks that Shane will be a great dad. They ultimately get into a little argument over dinner because the hiding is really weighing down on Ilya mentally. Shane asks if he needs mental health support and Ilya says he's fine and just to drop it, so Shane does. We fast forward to Halloween. Ilya threw a giant Halloween party and he's totally miserable at it. He has all of his teammates and their families there, and when everyone finally leaves his house, Shane texts him asking if his party's done and if he's alone. He replies yes, and then there's a knock at the door. It's Shane, and he missed Ilya so much that he had to drive down to see him, so it was not an expected visit.
Ilya kissed him again, then said, "You want to get fucked by a gladiator, Hollander?" Shane gazed up at him through his dark lashes. "I put a plug in before I left."
I'm primed and ready to go.
Yeah.
They get down to business. There's cum everywhere again. Shane stays the night even though he has to drive back early in the morning, and Ilya is finally happy. As he watches Shane drive away in the morning though, he bursts into tears. He decides that he does need mental health help and books his first therapy session with the only Russian-speaking doctor in Ottawa. At his first appointment, he talks about everything and he cries profusely. When his time is up, he says that he definitely wants to continue going. 2 days pass and Shane is at Ilya's for one night. While he's there, the commissioner of the NHL emails Shane requesting a meeting, and Shane says yes, but he's nervous because the commissioner doesn't say why they need to meet.
Yeah, that'd be scary as fuck.
It's like the whole overseer of the NHL.
Yeah, why do you have to see me? Why aren't you telling me your reason?
A few days later, Shane arrives at his office and the meeting is weird as fuck, and the commissioner pretty much tells Shane to not come out as being homosexual while having an active career like Scott Hunter.
What the fuck? How does he know?
Shane has like mentioned it in passing and like his teammates know that he's gay. So stuff gets back. After the meeting, Shane calls Ilya and tells him what happened. And Ilya now feels even more hopeless because he thinks that the commissioner crushed any hope that they had to come out as a relationship with Shane. He's like, now he's definitely not going to come out.
I mean, fair. Yeah.
Ilya is at his second therapy appointment and he talks about his secret boyfriend that he's sure she knows about and tells her all the relationship scenarios he's gone through and hopes that everything will turn out okay with his relationship. And she knows who he's talking about. So then he ends up just spilling.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what's going on.
I feel like he has to get it out.
He has to get it out, and also she's not gonna tell anyone.
Yeah, harmless.
It's been a couple weeks since he's seen Shane, but Shane has plans to surprise Ilya at his house. He accidentally falls asleep waiting for Ilya to get home, and then Ilya is waking him up and kisses him. Shane starts undressing Ilya as they discuss the upcoming amount of time they have together. They have a couple days together with no interruptions and then nothing until Christmas, so they want to make it count. Again, Ilya is visibly upset, but they're together now, so he tries to put that out of his mind. Ilya ends up passing out while Shane gets ready for bed, so Shane lets him sleep. They have a great sex-filled couple of days together, and then it's back to the grind for Shane. So now they don't get to see each other till Christmas.
I don't know how they do this. In a 10-year-long relationship, like Andrew and I have been together like over 10 years, 12 years, and I could not imagine like having to hide that at all. But also, I'm not gay. I'm not gay, and I'm not a public figure, so how would I know how that feels?
But imagine being so horny for someone after 10 years, though. Good for them.
Love them.
They're so horny.
They really are so horny. I mean, like, I'm obsessed with Andrew. If I could cut his skin off and wear it without him dying, I would.
Yeah. And that's healthy.
Yeah. And if I could crawl inside his body, I would.
And that's normal.
That is. That is not codependent at all.
The next month, Ilya is at another therapist appointment, and they discuss what he does in his spare time when Shane isn't around. He says not much, he just hangs out and plays video games. Before Shane, he'd spend his free time hooking up with other people, but now he's in a monogamous relationship, and he only wants sex with Shane. And they're happy together, and his therapist is like, well, how are you when he's not around? And Ilya says, I'm fucking miserable. So she suggests he finds a friend that he can open up to a little bit and spend his free time with. Galina, which is his therapist's name, says that it seems like Ilya sacrifices a lot for Shane, and maybe Shane isn't sacrificing as much for Ilya, and that he should find something that he does just for himself. Then Ilya reminisces back on his old car collection, but he'd sold them all because of how scared Shane was that he was going to crash in one of them and die. Galina asks if Shane knows that Ilya is feeling depressed, and Ilya says, no, I don't want to burden him with this, and I don't really think he'd understand. And this entire book, I was so anti-Shane. I was like, Shane.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But like, what can Shane do if Shane doesn't know?
But Shane is all about Shane, Shane, Shane.
Yeah, he's like, my career, my career, my career. And Ilya's like, yeah, your career.
They both have the same career. That's true.
Ilya doesn't give a fuck about hockey, though. He wants to be with his boy.
His boo.
Yeah. And I know Rachel Reed came out and said that Shane is autistic, and that's kind of why
he acts like this.
Yeah. He doesn't, like, get the emotions, I guess. I don't know, but I was still like, you're still shitty, Shane. Shitty Shane. Galina warns him that keeping this from his partner could result in a rift between the two of them, and maybe a good starting place would be telling Shane he's been seeing a therapist. And he thinks about it and says that he'll try. After the appointment, he heads to the arena for a little workout, and Luca, another teammate, is there. Luca stares at him with wide eyes, and Ilya can tell he's feeling intimidated, so he starts some small talk to show Luca he's just a normal dude. And Luca is like the youngest, newest guy on the team. And remember, Ilya switched teams to be closer to Shane.
Yeah.
So he quit Boston and went to Ottawa to a shitty team that never wins just so he could be closer to Montreal.
Oh.
Where Shane plays.
Yeah. What is Shane doing for him?
Yeah, nothing. Exactly. Literally nothing. Luca and Ilya chit-chat a little bit, and then the team puppy comes bounding in, and this is exactly what Ilya needed, puppy snuggles. So they got a team puppy, and Ilya's very excited about this team puppy. He is a dog man. He loves a dog.
We love that. We also love a dog.
During that week, Ilya winds up coming out to Troy Barrett, and the next time he talks to Shane, he tells him all about it. Shane is shocked and is like, why would you tell Troy of all people? And Ilya's like, okay, this is T. He came out to me first. He's gay, but don't tell anyone. Shane, again, is shocked, but asks why Troy would come out to him. And Ilya's like, oh, because I took him to a gay bar last night with Scott and Eric. Shane is feeling threatened, but Ilya reassures him that there's nothing going on there. Troy is like madly in love with their team's social media manager. And also, he's just doing what his therapist told him to do.
Yeah.
Getting a group of friends that he can relate to. And Shane's like, don't do that.
But also, Shane doesn't know that he has a therapist that told him to do those things.
Yeah, but Shane has Hayden, who knows all about Ilya and Shane. And Ilya doesn't get to have anybody.
That's true.
Ilya tells Shane how good it felt to open up to someone, but Shane's immediate reaction is to demand to know if Ilya told him about their relationship. And Ilya's like, of course I didn't fucking tell him about us. Only you're allowed to tell people about us, right? Now he's upset and ends the phone call telling Shane that he'll call after practice tonight if he's not too busy having sex with Troy. So since Shane is feeling threatened by Troy, Ilya is pissed and he's like, yeah, I'm fucking Troy.
He's like, I'm going to really lean into this.
Mm-hmm. I would. Petty Betty.
Yeah, yeah.
Ilya never winds up calling Shane. Shane doesn't understand how much it meant to him to come out to someone else, and that annoys the shit out of him. The next day, he's still stewing on it, and he plays like shit at their game. Later on in his hotel, there's a knock at the door, and it's Troy asking if he wants to hang out and watch a movie or something. They're chilling, vibing, and Ilya's mood starts to lighten a little bit when Troy tells him that he's actually a really good team captain. And unlike players such as Scott Hunter and Shane Hollander, it actually seems like he's having fun out on the ice, and that he's actually really cool. So he low-key talks shit about Shane to Ilya, not knowing that they're together.
Yeah, Ilya's probably like, yep, 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 yep.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Then Ilya starts trying to hype Troy up about approaching Harris, which is the social media manager, and he thinks that they might be a really good match. Then, when the movie is over, Troy leaves, so Ilya sends Shane a text with just a red heart. Shane replies almost immediately, apologizing, saying he's sorry for being a jealous asshole, and he's glad Ilya found someone to confide in. Christmas rolls around, and Ilya and Shane are together with Shane's parents. Everyone is hounding Shane for his strict diet, and he's getting annoyed about it. And this was another, I guess, sign that Shane is autistic, is because he is so strict. He's like hyper fixated on his diet. Mm-hmm. He eats clean. He's doing Whole 30 every day of his life.
I wish I was. I wish I was like that.
No, it sounds miserable. And everyone is teasing Shane, and they're like on him, trying to make him eat a cookie. And he's like, I don't want a fucking cookie. I'm fine with this pomegranate. It's delicious.
Okay.
But internally, he's like, I want the fucking cookie.
And give me the cookie.
Shane and Ilya have been together for a full day, and it's been weird. They've been bickering more than usual, and Shane feels like Ilya is keeping something from him. He's having to convince himself that Ilya isn't cheating on him or planning a breakup. Then Ilya starts chugging eggnog straight out of the carton and begins to jab at Shane again for his diet, and Shane snaps back at Ilya to fuck off. And Ilya just keeps pressing Shane's buttons by chugging even more, and he's doing it super obnoxiously.
I think eggnog is so gross, so I mean, I get that.
I can do like a sip and be like, yummy, and then any more than that, I'm like, yucky.
Yeah.
By the time they're alone, it's really tense, and Ilya tosses a wrapped present at Shane. It's a framed photo of the two of them from their first ad campaign, and it's a photo that Shane has never seen before. He studies the photo and sees the difference between Ilya then and Ilya now. Present-day Ilya seems pretty sad. They go to bed together and have sex, but Shane can't shake the feeling like something is off between the two of them, and there's something big Ilya's keeping from him. The next night, there's a party that Ilya's teammates are throwing, and he wants Shane to come with him. But Shane is apprehensive because people might think they're together, and he declines. Ilya's fucking pissed and gets up to walk away before saying something he regrets. But Shane follows him, asking him what the fuck is happening, and Ilya's like, I have a boyfriend that doesn't want anyone to know we're even together, even though Shane gets to tell Hayden, Jackie, Rose, and his parents, and Ilya gets to tell literally nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm anti-Shane. Until like the last 10% of this book. Then I'm like, yeah. Okay, Shane, you're cool. And Shane's like, well, what about Ryan Price? And Ilya's like, I haven't even talked to that guy in like a year, which is the guy that caught them smooching at camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not their friend.
No. It's not anybody close to them.
No. Shane is like, hey, you're not the only one making sacrifices here. And Ilya's like, oh, yeah, Shane, what are you sacrificing? And Shane says, if they get found out, everything he cares about will be gone. And Ilya's like, everything? Cool. Wow. Thanks.
Wow. Yeah, that is fucked up.
Because Shane only cares about hockey. Well, I mean, he cares about Ilya, but he cares at this point more about hockey than he does about his relationship. And Ilya literally only cares about Shane.
Yeah. I feel like they're definitely on like two very different pages.
Yes.
Shane hits with a low blow and is like, okay, sorry, I actually want to win my games instead of losing all the time.
Shane.
Now Ilya sees just how much Shane isn't seeing him. Ilya's on a shitty team because he wants to be closer to his boyfriend. He could be on whatever team he wanted to be on. Then Ilya asks if it came down to it, would Shane choose Ilya over hockey? But Shane can't answer right away, so Ilya tells him to leave. He doesn't want to see or talk to him right now.
Fair.
Shane refuses, and Ilya cages him against the wall, feeling so out of control with his anger, it's freaking him out. And Shane asks if Ilya would choose him over Hockey if he had to, and Ilya's like, I already did. Then he backs up and says, please, go home. Shane drives back to Montreal, and he's spiraling. He's angry and scared and feeling super guilty. He finally starts to think about everything that Ilya gave up to be with him, and Shane really hasn't had to give up much at all. He texts Ilya to apologize, and he leaves the door open if Ilya wants to call back and talk. But he doesn't get a response, so he calls his mom and tells her what happened, and now he's realizing he's been so selfish, and he's scared he's going to lose Ilya. And his mom is like, he likes living in Ottawa, he told us, and he likes his team too. And I think he'd live at a literal dump if it meant he was close to you. And Shane is like, yeah, that's the whole problem. His mom says to give Ilya time to respond. And when he reaches out, Shane needs to really listen to him.
Yes, mama.
When they get off the phone, Shane decides to look through Ilya's Instagram and realizes that all of his posts are photos that have at least something to do with Shane. So like a gift Shane got for him, the loon tattoo that he got, a puzzle that he did with Shane's dad, and he scrolls and scrolls until he can't see through his tears. And he says it's like every single post is a secret love letter to Shane.
Oh, that's so cute. I know.
The next day, Ilya's back at his therapist's office telling her that ever since he started therapy, he's feeling worse than ever. And Galina's like, relax, it's been 2 months, this is normal. But Ilya's freaking out and is like, I can't even function when I'm this fucking sad all the time. She validates him and says he's stronger and more emotional than anybody realizes, and she thinks he might have depression, which is his biggest fear because his mom took her life.
Yeah. Oh, poor baby.
She tells him he needs to do more things just for himself, nothing to do with Hockey or with Shane. Also, he needs to have a tough conversation with Shane about how he's really been feeling and what he's been going through. Later that day, he FaceTimes Shane, who profusely apologizes for not appreciating everything that Ilya has given up for him. But Ilya says that he would give up more if he had to. But Shane says, no, I don't want that, and asks if Ilya's okay. And Ilya actually says, I'm seeing a therapist, and I have been for a couple of months. And I told her about us. Shane's first question is whether she actually knows who Ilya's dating by name, and Ilya says yes.
Okay, Shane.
Which was also really shitty.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Shane's like, okay, well, it's not like she can tell anyone, so I guess that's fine, and then asks what made him decide to see a therapist. But Ilya tells him that's not really something he wants to talk about on FaceTime. They both apologize for how Christmas turned out, and they exchange I love yous before they get off the phone. A couple weeks pass, and finally Ilya's team has won a game for the first time in a long time, and he's really happy. The team gets on a plane to head to the next game in Florida, and he's sitting next to Troy, just thinking about how much he loves Shane when the turbulence starts. There's a loud bang, and the plane drops.
Jesus.
I know. His life flashes before his eyes, and the whole cabin is screaming, and the plane is on fire. So it's like an emergency situation.
Oh my God, it's Final Destination.
Then he dies. Yeah. The end.
No, I have a lot of highlights. I know that's not true.
His first thought is Shane and the future they were supposed to have, but he's going to die in a plane crash. He whips his phone out and types out a text telling Shane that he loves him. He's always loved him. He thanks Shane for all of their memories, and whatever happens, Ilya's with him in his heart. Then he closes his eyes and says a prayer for more time and to please not let this plane crash. The pilots successfully do an emergency landing, and Ilya sighs with relief knowing he's not going to die. Meanwhile, Shane hasn't looked at his phone in a while since he was playing a game. But on the bus back to the hotel, he sees he has one from Ilya, and he's like, damn, this is super romantic and also very weird. Then JJ pulls out his phone and tells Shane that it was just announced that Ilya's team's plane had to do an emergency landing, but the article says everyone was fine. He texts Ilya saying he just heard about the plane and asks if he's all right, and Ilya replies instantly saying, yes, can I call you? But Shane's on the bus with his teammates and says, not right now, I'll call you when I'm alone at my hotel. Also, shitty. Like, he had a near-death experience, and he's like, I can't talk to you in front of my friends.
Like, go to another part of the bus. I don't know. Say it's your friend. Who cares?
And everyone knows that Shane and Ilya are super close because they started the charity together. He could just be like, oh, shit, Ilya's calling me.
Yeah. Ew. I think I'm a Shane hater, too, now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shane is really in his head for the rest of the ride, thinking about how hiding their relationship seems so fucking stupid now that Ilya could have literally just fucking died. When he finally FaceTimes Ilya, he's also back at his hotel and safe. Ilya can instantly tell that Shane has been crying and reassures him that he's really okay. Shane tells him how glad he is that Ilya is alive and how he's not ever allowed to die. Ilya has to get back to his teammates and Shane's like, okay, I'll just go back to my hotel and freak out all night. And Ilya's like, nah, you should jerk off and send me pictures. Shane isn't ready for the jokes and is like, I love you. And then they get off the phone. Then Ilya proceeds to head to the bar with his team and get drunk. The next morning, JJ knocks on Shane's door holding two cups of coffee, telling Shane that he seems especially fucked up over the plane incident last night. So what's that about? Shane's like, oh, nothing. I just got a text from Ilya as the plane was going down and it freaked me out. JJ just looks at Shane and is like, uh-huh, so about that, I can tell you have a thing for him, but having a crush on a straight guy, it's not a good idea. That's why I'm trying to hook you up so badly. Because I guess JJ's been like, hey, I have a gay friend. Do you want to date him? And Shane's like, oh my God, just because two dudes are gay doesn't mean that they want to like date.
Yeah.
And then JJ's like, besides, you can do so much better than Ilya. He is fucking annoying.
Chill.
Because he is. He is on purpose, though. He's like purposefully obnoxious.
Yeah, he likes to piss people off.
Oh, well, yeah.
Shane just laughs and JJ's like, it's not like you guys could even date anyway. Imagine the scandal, dating your rival. Then JJ gets serious and is like, hey, I'm sorry you love someone who can't love you back.
Okay. It's actually like the opposite way around.
He gives Shane a hug and leaves, and now Shane is like, all right, that's it. I'm seeing Ilya in 2 days. I'm not waiting anymore. I want my life with him now. Finally, both men have a break from their games and are back at the cottage. As soon as Ilya walks in, he's pounced on by Shane, who pulls him in for a desperate kiss. Then he leads him to the living room, which has the curtains drawn and is filled with candles. As Ilya looks around bewildered, Shane gets down on one knee. He says they've wasted so much time and he knows that nothing matters more in this life than being with Ilya. He pulls out a ring and asks Ilya to marry him.
What?
What? Yeah.
Crazy.
This is the last thing Ilya was expecting and he's trembling when he says yes. Like, good thing you guys don't have any, like, major issues to sort through.
Yeah.
Or this could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should really, you know, like, figure out the hockey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fine. They're getting married. They smooch and exchange I love yous. When Shane goes to slide the ring on, it's too small for Ilya's fingers. And then Ilya asks if he can wear it now or if it's for after they get married. And Shane is like, I actually have no idea. So Ilya puts it on the chain around his neck and decides to wear it this way for now. They're both crying and kissing and they start stripping each other's clothes off. Once they're both naked, Ilya lays Shane down on the rug in the middle of the room. They smooch and rub weenies and then they make intense eye contact as they dry hump. You can't forget the weenie smushin'.
You can't.
No.
The steady movement of their hips began to lose its rhythm as they both teetered on the brink of climax. They breathed into each other's mouths, foreheads pressed together until Shane whimpered and Ilya felt the first hot flash of his release on his skin. It was enough to break the dam inside him and his own release surged and erupted.
Break the dam inside him.
Yeah, just come everywhere.
Come.
They embrace for a while as Shane toys with Ilya's ring on the chain. And then he says, this summer, we're going public and we're getting married. It will be on our terms and we can handle anything that happens afterward. Ilya never does talk about his depression with Shane and he just rides the high of the engagement for a few days. At his next game, he's playing against Scott Hunter's team, and after an inspiring pep talk to his team, they actually win again. After their victory, they all go out to party at one of the teammates' house for drinks to celebrate. He's having the time of his life and is feeling nervous to head home because he doesn't want this feeling to end once he's all alone. Some days pass and Shane and Ilya are together at this year's All-Star Weekend and Shane is competing to be the fastest skater. Ilya wants him to win, but he also knows that he's faster than his boyfriend, so he's not super worried about the competition. Shane does wind up beating Ilya out by a literal fraction of a second. After the event is over, all of the players head to the bar to hang out, and Ilya winds up chatting it up with Scott Hunter, who says he wants to help coach their hockey camp. Then Ilya decides to pry and asks how it feels to be married to Kip, and Hunter raises his eyebrow and is like, it feels good? And then they end the conversation and Scott leaves. Then, with a discreet nod at Shane, they both head upstairs and meet up in Ilya's room. They immediately start making out, They're super horned up from being in the same space together all day, but not being allowed to touch at all. But Ilya tells him they'll be going slow tonight and just teases him with kisses and gentle caresses. Shane is jonesing and begging to get fucked, but Ilya's in charge tonight. He strips off Shane's shirt and pushes him back onto the bed and pulls his pants down. But even with his hard dick out, Ilya still won't give Shane what he wants. Shane's begging even harder now, but Ilya just tells him to be patient and continues with his teasing.
After several minutes, he was rewarded for his good behavior when Ilya, without any real warning, sucked one of Shane's balls into his mouth. "Oh, fuck," Shane whimpered. Ilya was an expert when it came to Shane's balls. He knew exactly how to roll them in his mouth, how to press his tongue along the seam of Shane's sack, and how to use his fingers on the sensitive area just below. He'd made Shane come just from this many times, but Shane didn't think that was the plan tonight. He hoped not. "Fuck, Ilya, so good." Ilya hummed, which sent sparks shooting up to the tip of Shane's dick. He released Shane slowly, letting the delicate orb slip out between his glistening lips.
Delicate orb? Ooh, what a description of fur balls.
Then Ilya stands up and goes to get a bottle of lube, and Shane is like, "Oh, thank fucking God," and gets on his hands and knees. But instead of Ilya's fingers on his asshole, he receives a tongue instead. Ilya fully spears his booty and is pulling his cheeks apart to get even further. And finally, he dribbles some lube on Shane's pucker and starts fingering him.
Oh, God. Not the pucker. Also, the did you say spears him? Like with his tongue?
With his tongue. Just...
Okay.
I should write erotica.
You should. Munchin.
Beers is pucker. Shane's getting really into it when there's a loud knock at the door and one of Ilya's teammates is calling his name, and now Shane is panicking.
Shane craned his neck to peer at Ilya over his shoulder. Ilya winked at him, gave Shane's prostate another stroke, and called out, "Yes?" Shane mouthed "what the fuck" at him, but Ilya only grinned and continued to finger fuck him. "We're going out," Cliff said. "I need my wingman. Let's go." He sounded more than a little drunk. "Where?" Ilya asked and added a second finger. "I don't know. Some club. Can you open the fucking door?" Shane wanted to die, but he also was oddly turned on by this weird situation, which also made him want to die. Of course, Ilya decided this was the perfect time to finally touch Shane's dick. He wrapped his hand around the shaft and Shane's whole body jerked. Unfortunately, Shane also let out a loud moan.
Gay! They're gonna know!
Super gay. Cliff is like, "Is there a girl in there?" And Ilya just says, "Maybe." So he's not going out tonight. And finally, Cliff leaves. Shane turns around and is like, "What the fuck?" Ilya just rubs the pre-cum coming out of Shane's dick and is like, "Shut up. You liked that." And Shane tells him to just shut up and fuck him already. Ilya slides in slowly and lovingly, and their sex is passionate and sweet. They can still hear a bunch of hockey dudes outside in the hallway, and Ilya asks him what he'd do if that wall over there was a window. And Shane is really into this fantasy.
Shane squeezed his eyes shut, which only helped him to imagine it. "Fuck," he said. "They could see how well you take it, how much you love it." "Stop," Shane said weakly, not meaning it at all. "They'd be so jealous of me, getting to have you like this." Shane opened his eyes. "They'd be jealous of me. You're so fucking beautiful." "Stroke yourself," Ilya commanded.
They come hard together and get cleaned up. Shane is going to be staying in Ilya's room tonight, especially since there's a bunch of dudes out there. The next day, after a press conference, Ilya decides to confront Crowell, who is the NHL commissioner, about his issue with Scott Hunter coming out, and Shane winds up standing strong next to Ilya as Crowell tells them that they've had enough hockey players come out recently, but whoever wants to come out can, of course, as he stares at Shane, and then he abruptly walks away. So he, like, knows.
Yeah.
He's being shitty about it. Ilya wins the next game after the All-Star competition. And afterward in the locker room, Troy tells him that he and Harris are officially seeing each other and he's thinking about coming out for real. He wants to announce it at the Pride game in just a few weeks. Ilya's happy for him, but also extremely envious because he wishes it was his time to come out too. Then he's even more jealous when Troy stands up and announces to the team that he's gay and dating their social media manager. Everyone claps and cheers for Troy, and Ilya just hopes his day with Shane is coming soon. And Ilya's new team is very accepting. The coach is very accepting. All of his teammates are very accepting. Like, they may be like a shitty hockey team, but they're good people.
They're a family.
Yeah. And they're getting better. They're winning. It's been 5 weeks since Ilya has been to therapy, and he's finally back in Galina's office. He started spiraling after Troy came out to the team, despite the fact that he'd been feeling like his old self since the engagement up to that point. He'd gotten his hopes up that he was fixed. He fills her in on this eventful month he's had and confesses that he's scared Shane will change his mind about getting married and coming out publicly. And Galina once again urges him to make a real friend who he can tell about his relationship. She thinks that will really help. After his next game, he meets up with his old hookup, Svetlana, for the first time in 3 years. And Svetlana was in the last book. She was the Russian girl.
I do remember her.
They just fucked for fun. They sit down for drinks and he finally tells her he's dating someone and he's in love. She wants the details immediately and he confesses he's engaged to Shane Hollander and she cannot believe what she's hearing. By the time it's time for them to each head home, they make promises to keep in touch and Ilya feels like he's regaining a piece of himself. The Pride game comes and goes and Troy is officially out in the NHL. Ilya surprises Shane by showing up at his front door and they both agree that while they're happy another player is out, they're both kind of jealous. But Ilya needs a distraction, so Shane runs the two of them a shower. He washes Ilya's hair and as soon as he's all rinsed out, Shane asks if he can suck his dick. And Ilya says, yeah, of course. So Shane sinks to his knees to start. It turns into some deep throating and then Shane decides to experiment by prodding at Ilya's booty hole. Ilya's not always into it, but when he is, he really likes it.
Shane pulled back slightly on Ilya's cock so he could focus on doing two things at once, while also being able to breathe. He sucked the head of Ilya's cock while he traced circles on Ilya's rim with one fingertip. Ilya moaned quietly above him. His eyes were closed and he looked like he might fall over, swaying slightly on his feet. Shane gave his dick a parting kiss, then stood, keeping his teasing finger on his rim. Why don't we get you in bed and I'll give you whatever you need? Like my dick.
They dry off and then Ilya lays down on the bed with his ass in the air. They've never switched from Shane being the bottom and Ilya being the top, but they've played around a little bit, so Shane starts eating Ilya's ass.
Shane soaked up his moans and gasps and sighs as he increased the pressure of his tongue. Ilya was so tight, but Shane was finally, after several minutes, able to poke the tip of his tongue inside. Okay.
What an achievement. Shane asks if he wants to try a toy or something, but Ilya says, no, I just want you, which causes Shane to look shocked, but Ilya says, relax, I just meant your fingers.
Shane playfully bit Ilya's ass cheek, then pressed a slick finger against Ilya's hole. He worked him slowly, carefully, until he could slip inside without much resistance, up to the second knuckle. He searched around until he found the spot that made Ilya's whole body jolt. Holy fuck, Ilya panted, I always forget. Shane smiled and started a rhythm. After a few minutes, Ilya was a trembling mess. Good, right? Shane said softly. Like waves. I love writing this feeling. It is a lot. Yeah, like you're gonna come, but not exactly. It feels so fucking good. You come like this sometimes. I do, Shane agreed, and it's fucking amazing. Ilya whimpered. You wanna try? Shane asked. Yes, fuck. Feels like it will kill me. Rip me in half. All from getting fingered in the butthole?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a G-spot in there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ilya comes right into the pillow he's propped up on and tells Shane it felt like his whole body just shot out of his dick. Then he returns the favor by giving Shane an old-fashioned until he gets to come too. They get clean sheets on the bed and smooch until they both fall asleep in each other's arms. Some time passes and Ilya is invited to Harris's family farm for a special dinner as a thank you for encouraging Troy to go through with this. And even though Ilya is super envious, he says yes, he will be there because there will be dogs there.
Yeah.
There's one dog in particular there who instantly bonds with Ilya, and he learns that this dog was dumped off and found by one of the neighbors. Ilya's appalled that someone could treat an animal like trash, and Troy tells him that they haven't found her a home yet. After dinner, Troy brings Ilya outside for a private conversation where he tells Ilya that he feels so much better since coming out and he really thinks Ilya should do the same. And he knows that Ilya's bisexual, he just doesn't know that he's with Shane. By the time Ilya's getting ready to leave, he's already named the dog Anya and he adopts her.
Cute.
2 weeks pass and Shane pulls up to Ilya's house when he's surprised by being greeted by Anya herself. Shane isn't really an animal person, but lets Ilya have his moment since he can tell how happy this dog makes him. Which is another red flag. What do you mean you're not an animal person?
Yeah, that is a red flag. That is a red flag.
Anya's already had a spa day and a shopping spree for a mountain of toys, and Ilya is the world's proudest dog dad.
They took her for a walk, which meant strolling around Ilya's neighborhood together, but that was okay. Shane smiled at the little red boots Ilya put on Anya's feet. It is to protect from the salt, Ilya explained, and keeps her little paws warm. At the spa, they said she does not need a sweater because her hair is long. Too bad, because there was a sweater that looked like a strawberry and was so cute. A strawberry sweater? I would die.
I am obsessed with Ilya.
Ah, he's so cute.
Shane and Ilya don't even have sex at night because Anya sleeps in between the two of them. But Shane is starting to like having a dog around, so he doesn't mind too much.
Okay, there you go, Shane.
Plus, Ilya falls asleep big spooning Anya, and Shane hasn't seen him look so peaceful in months. They wind up taking the dog on a little road trip to hang out with Hayden and his family. Anya is frolicking with all of his kids when Hayden says he has to dash off to a different room because he has to record a cameo real quick. So he's on cameo.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, fuck. It was supposed to be done within 24 hours, and that was 23 and a half hours ago.
Oh,
so
shit.
He's like, really got to get this done. While he's gone, one of his kids starts freaking out about leaving their stuffy in the car, so Ilya says he'll go grab it and has Shane tag along for some alone time since Anya has been such a cock block. While they're outside, they start smooching and just enjoying being alone together. They wind up heading back to Shane's house until Ilya has to head back to Ottawa. And the next morning, a panicked Hayden is busting the door down saying that they need to sit because he needs to tell them something if they haven't been online already today. Shane and Ilya have no idea what he's talking about, but I guess when he was recording that cameo, he was in his trophy room. It has the best lighting because of its floor-to-ceiling windows. And it seems as though the video that he sent had Shane and Ilya canoodling in the background.
Oh my God.
He didn't notice before it got sent, and now it's all over Twitter. Hayden feels absolutely awful and apologizes, but Ilya surprisingly isn't angry. He says it's okay, he knows it was an accident, and they were going to come out soon anyway. And this was very surprising because Ilya and Hayden have a very love-hate relationship. They're always, like, ragging on each other.
Okay.
So Ilya knows it was an accident and they were going to come out soon anyway. And at least this way, they don't have to because everyone already knows. Hayden leaves to give them time to process and they sit on the couch while Ilya looks at the now viral video.
What are they doing in the video?
They're just making out.
Like hardcore.
Oh.
Shane looks at Ilya and Ilya's like, wow, this is bad. Shane freezes, but then Ilya's like, Hayden really needs to work on his delivery because he's all over the place in this video. Shane asks how obvious the video is, and Ilya's like, oh, it's super obvious. We're really going at it. And then he starts busting out laughing, and Shane is confused as hell. They call their PR rep, who already knows they're together, and she says she's going to put together a statement to be released tomorrow to give Shane some time to talk to his teammates at practice today. But they need to watch out for Crowell because he will definitely try to use this against Shane and Ilya. That day, Ilya's coach pays him a visit, and he's overall supportive, but warns him that he heard that Crowell wants both him and Shane benched while he deals with this. Ilya tries to apologize, but Coach Weeb tells him he has nothing to be sorry for and Ilya has his full support. Then he confides in Ilya that when he was playing for Detroit in his second season, he had a similar situation with one of his teammates, but it didn't end well and seemed like an unrequited love story type of situation. So he kind of gets what they've been going through and he has their backs. Another gay hockey player.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Shane walks into the locker room for his team and everyone except for Hayden is just glaring at him. His coach pulls him aside, and when Shane confirms that yes, he is with Ilya and they've been together for years, his coach tells him that he's benched, so is Ilya, and they'd better not think about posting any statements until he and Crowell figure out how to deal with this. Shane walks back through his angry teammates who basically all tell him to get fucked and go home.
What the fuck?
They already knew that he was gay, so they're not mad at him because they're being homophobic. They're mad at him because it's Ilya.
Grow up, guys.
And because he didn't tell anybody. But Hayden stands up for Shane and is like, I get it. He kept something huge from us, but you guys won't want to have to think back on how shitty you're being to Shane when he needs us most. And with that, Shane leaves. He calls Ilya and relays what his coach told him, but Ilya says, he's not my fucking coach and I can put out a statement if I want to. The next day, Farah, the PR agent, sends over the statement and it's really good. It's basically apologizing to the fans for keeping this secret, but the truth is they've been together for several years and have never let this relationship get in the way of how they play hockey. Ilya takes Anya for a walk and sees that his neighbors have even put up signs in their yard in support of the two of them. They even put up little Funko Pops of the two of them underneath it.
Cute.
So it's a little Ilya Funko and a little Shane Funko. He takes a picture and sends it to Shane to show him that they do have support. Because while Ilya is feeling immense relief from being outed, Shane is going absolutely insane. He even ate a Snickers bar.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
That's his rock bottom. Ilya makes the trip over to Shane's house because they're both being called in for a meeting with Crowell the next day, and he decides Shane needs a little distraction. So he drags him to the trophy room where Shane keeps his three Stanley Cups and holds out a bottle of lube and a vibrating cock ring. He slides it onto Shane and clips it on behind his balls and then starts to rub the head of his dick and even pushes into his pee hole a little bit, which I thought was alarming, but that, I don't have a penis.
Yeah, quite alarming.
He turns the vibration to the cock ring on and starts fingering Shane's asshole until Shane is begging to be fucked, and finally Ilya slides into him. As he fucks Shane, Ilya tells him to look around at all these trophies and realize that Ilya is fucking a king right now. He is Shane fucking Hollander, and if he ever forgets that, Ilya will drag him back into this room and fuck him until he remembers. It's now the next day, and they're at the meeting with Crowell, who is fucking pissed. He pulls out a statement that he wants to be released that basically says the video was the two of them pulling a prank to fuck with Hayden, and they're both sorry for the confusion that this has caused. Shane is like, no, absolutely not. We're getting married this summer.
Yeah, no.
And Crowell's like, the fuck you are. He threatens their places in the league if they go against him, and Shane says, we will be getting married, and we will come back again and play as strong as we always do for the new season. But Crowell says they're going to be laughingstocks if they own up to being together. But Shane says, I don't care. I choose Ilya. And they both walk out as Crowell just keeps yelling at them.
Stay strong, boys.
So finally, Shane gets a backbone.
Yeah.
Once they're alone, Shane immediately apologizes for taking over the meeting, but Ilya just grabs him and gives him a kiss. That night, as they're laying in bed together, they take Farah's statement and they both post it on Instagram, along with a few photos that they have together of the course of their relationship. The online response winds up being largely positive. Like, there's still comments that are like, gay, but yeah. Most people are like, cool.
Love it.
After both men being kept out of practice for a week, they're finally allowed back on their teams to start preparing for the playoffs. They'll be playing against each other in the first round, which is going to be tea. Ilya's team rallies around him and gives him their unwavering support and congratulations, but Shane is iced out, and it's kind of an unspoken rule that nobody's going to bring up what just went down. The next time Shane and Ilya see each other is when they're facing off on the ice at the playoffs. And Ilya is shocked to see Shane wearing a matching ring on a chain around his neck, proudly displaying their engagement. Shane winds up beating Ilya's team 2-1, but as the playoff game continues, they keep alternating who wins, and now it's the final game to see who's moving on to play for the Stanley Cup. Ilya is finally starting to love hockey again, while Shane is feeling the complete opposite. The game is intense and completely neck and neck until at the very end, Shane winds up tripping on the ice, humiliating himself, and Ilya takes the puck and shoots it, scoring the winning goal. Shane's goalie makes a snarky remark to him about how losing was Shane's fault, and he feels like absolute shit, and even more so when he's accused of tripping on purpose to give the win to his boyfriend's team.
Okay.
Then, the next day, all of Twitter is accusing Shane of the exact same thing. A few weeks pass and Shane and Ilya are hanging out at Ilya's house since he's been prepping for more playoff games when none other than Scott Hunter stops by to speak with them. He knows it might seem weird since Ilya and himself are going against each other for the cup, but he wants to tell the two of them that he's so sorry about the way they got outed and he wants to invite them into a group of hockey players that he's gotten together to fight against anything toxic going on in the league. So it's like misogyny, abuse, alcoholism, homophobia, stuff like that.
Love it.
They tell Scott they're both in, and before he leaves, he tells Ilya and Shane that he's got their backs and also congratulations. Ilya pulls Scott into a hug and says after this series ends, they should try to be friends. Ultimately, Scott's team wins the series against Ilya's, and Ilya isn't taking it well. He feels ashamed that he let his team down so close to the finish line, but Troy pulls him aside and reassures him, and that helps Ilya to feel a little bit lighter. He drives to the cottage, and Shane and Anya are both waiting for him. Ilya falls into his arms and weeps, so Shane takes him to bed. Finally, when they're laying down, Ilya confesses that he's not okay. He thinks he's depressed, like how his mom was. He's going to therapy, and they've been discussing an antidepressant to help. And Shane assures him that no matter what is going on inside of Ilya's head, Shane is here for him every step of the way.
They kissed, and Shane said, "What do you need right now?" "Sleep," Ilya answered honestly. "In the morning, probably coffee," he grinned impishly, "and maybe 5 or 6 blowjobs." Shane smiled so wide his eyes crinkled. "Blowjobs aren't a cure for depression, Ilya. Are you a doctor now?" Shane laughed and kissed him again. "Go to sleep, idiot."
Cute boys.
A few weeks go by and Shane has officially quit his team. He's even looking into being signed onto Ilya's team now. They've sent out wedding invites for July, which is just a couple of months away. And then at the end of summer, they're honeymooning in Spain. They spend the night cuddling in their hammock out in the yard and make an Instagram video together, officially announcing to the world they're getting married. July is here. Shane has officially signed to the Ottawa Centaurs, and they are teammates. Now, it's the day of the wedding, and Shane's dad helps a nervous Ilya get ready and gives a really sweet speech about how he couldn't be luckier to be getting a second son as wonderful as Ilya.
Oh, it's so cute.
I know, and he had a really shitty dad, too, so this is, like, very special for him.
Oh, love that, love that.
Shane's mom helps Shane get ready, and they also have a super sweet, tender moment before the ceremony. Shane and Ilya stand in front of each other at the end of the aisle in front of all of their friends and family. They say their vows, trying not to cry, and when it's time to smooch, Ilya dips Shane and plants one right on him in front of everybody. At the reception, they have their first dance to Diamonds by Rihanna and finally get to spend the rest of their lives loving each other in front of the world. The end.
Cute.
Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give it?
Honestly, I really liked this one. I feel like I give it 5. A full 5. I loved it.
Yeah, I also gave it a full 5.
Yeah, I gave it a full 5 as well.
I am so excited for the next season. It's going to be so good. Well, on the next episode, we are telling Riley all about Soul Eater by Lily Maine, and we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about. Okay, I'll give you a hint, Riley.
Okay, give me a hint.
It's Pride Month.
Gay! Love to see it. It does say Monstrous Book 1, so I think they're going to be monsters. What monsters? I don't know, because I don't know the long list of monster names that there are. Warlock. Gremlin.
Oh, gremlin smut.
I just know they're going to be monsters, maybe little demons. I don't know. I think it's going to be male. Because I accidentally saw some fanfic when I just searched this, and it was two dudes kissing. But I think they're going to be like rivals, you know? Demons that hate each
other. Cocky rivals.
Yeah. They're going to hate each other, but then they're going to have to like work together for something. I don't know. They're going to have to defeat somebody, and they're just going to get really close and fall in love and bang. That's my guess.
You're half right, I guess.
I know it's meow.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to hear the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I do blind reactions to Reddit erotica every Tuesday.
Yeah, do it.
Please check us out on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast.
Tell your friends, but not your mom, and we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.